SUNY Oneonta says 245 students have tested positive for COVID-19 so far since the start of classes last week. The outbreak forced the campus to halt in-person learning until at least September 13th. For year-round residents of Oneonta, New York, the news is nerve-wracking, but not surprising. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC. When Heather Guzzi graduated from SUNY Oneonta in 2013, she did something that a lot of students don't do. She stuck around. Now a PA at a local hospital, she lives with her grandparents less than a mile from downtown. She says the city's been relatively sleepy since the virus first swept New York this spring. But after last week, even small outings to the grocery store come with a twinge of anxiety.
I mean, I saw on Twitter screen recordings of partying that was happening in Oneonta, and it was your typical, what I would see when I went out my senior year, like body to body, wall to wall, just people dancing. And you're like, okay, it's not what we should be doing right now. It's just frustrating as a resident to like have all these cases and probably even more cases.
Otsego County's total coronavirus caseload to date has more than doubled since the return of SUNY students. To be fair, College President Barbara Jean Morris attributes the situation to a select few. Contact tracers have linked the first cases to super spreader parties held by sports teams and Greek organizations off campus, even as the majority of the campus population has complied with the school's social distancing policy. Six students have been suspended so far, their education on hold pending judicial review. Regardless, over the past few days, the college has toiled under the scrutiny of students, parents, locals, and state officials alike. Students are frustrated with the campus lockdown and the quality of food being delivered to dorms. Parents have criticized the school for not notifying them of the lockdown sooner. Many first heard of the problem when Governor Andrew Cuomo and SUNY Chancellor Jim Mylotras announced the shutdown Sunday. And many have questioned the school's decision not to require testing prior to move-in day. Here's President Morris.
Pool testing is part of our surveillance. So we had always put in place that, you know, prior to students coming, we were using the best science. Because of the lack of reliability of testing and it being a snapshot, we wanted to make sure that students isolated prior to coming to campus so that they find or affirmed a statement of responsibility acknowledging that they had isolated for 7 days prior to coming to campus.
Next door, Hartwick College required testing prior to move-in, as well as on-campus testing upon arrival. The private college has confirmed two cases of the virus since the start of its semester on Monday. Vice President for Enrollment and Student Experience, Karen McGrath, says neither of the individuals is on or near campus, having decided to isolate at home, but she implores students to stay vigilant and heed the school's advice.
One is that they really cease any direct contact with a member of the SUNY Oneonta community, given their high number of incidences. We are also highly encouraging them to remain on campus unless absolutely necessary to leave campus.
McGrath says the school plans to continuously test its community throughout the semester. The college largely closed its campus to visitors last week, but in response to the SUNY Oneonta outbreak, it also plans to transition to remote instruction for the next 2 weeks. SUNY Oneonta, meanwhile, says it's almost done pool testing its entire campus community with aid from SUNY Upstate Medical Center. President Morris says the college is also boosting its wastewater testing, disinfecting facilities, and keeping a close eye on off-campus activities.
I've been so impressed by our team, all the planning that we have done and in preparation for this, even though we didn't want to occur. Everybody has just been stepping up, working very long hours. The ethic of care and the compassion by everyone on campus here for our students and their safety has been quite remarkable.
Governor Cuomo deployed SWAT personnel to set up three free rapid testing sites downtown. Starting Wednesday, city residents can get tested and see results in 15 minutes at Foothills Performing Arts Center, the Oneonta Armory, and St. James Episcopal Church on Main Street. Father Kenneth Hunter says the past couple of days have been a whirlwind, but the church is pitching in where it can.
People will come into the garden area from the sidewalk, from the streets, and then they come directly into the Great Hall area, and that's where the testing is done, and then they go out again.
Hunter says he's not surprised by the rise in cases, noting that town gown tension between local residents and students over partying is nothing new. The uncertain climate is, however, making the usual disputes between academic and year-round residents more fraught. Hunter urges students to, quote, do the reasonable thing, end quote, and comply with social distancing, but he also says residents should take a step back and remember not to panic.
As a person of faith, I know I'm frail and mortal. On the other hand, nothing's going to happen to me that God doesn't permit. And God gave us common sense, too. So I urge people to use their common sense, be kind to other people, be understanding, to understand that a lot of people around us are very frightened. I suspect that's national and not just local.
The city of Oneonta has nearly 14,000 residents. Mayor Gary Herzig told WAMC News that despite the rocky start to the semester, the city and college are working closely going forward. For more information on the rapid testing sites, go to WAMC.org. Reporting for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.